this edition of the Red Charity, what is new is that we are first added awards for those who work in the field of menstrual hygiene. You know that there's a lot of people in the rural and peri-urban areas who are working in this sector, but they are not recognized for the work that they're doing. So we want to acknowledge the work that they are doing and push them to do better, just to encourage them. Secondly, this year we want to push for a menstrual hygiene bill. So we are mobilizing all the stakeholders here in the hall and the ministries to have our own, menstrual hygiene bill in Cameroon. So we are hoping that with all that has been said during the panel discussions and with the stakeholders, we can be able to have a menstrual hygiene bill specifically in Cameroon.
So tell us about your panelists. What prompted the choices you made?
Over the years, we've had this event, but we haven't had the panel discussion, which is a very important part of the conversation. So we had a panel on inclusive education, because people don't usually talk about that as a part that is usually forgotten. How can girls with special needs take care of themselves when they are in their having their menstrual period? Also, we had a panelist that talked about mental health. Mental health and menstruation is an aspect that is not mostly discussed about, but there's a lot of emotions that go into menstrual hygiene. So this year we brought into a mental health specialist, the sub-director of the menstrual health program. And also we had someone to talk about the legal and policy aspects of menstrual hygiene. So that's a variety. And of course a youth to talk about menstrual hygiene at the level of the young people, because like they say, nothing about us without us. So let's hear from young people what they face, their challenges, and how we can make it better for them.
Would you say you met the target of this edition?
In terms of participation, yes, we had all the stakeholders here present, and of course we are positive that the amount that we are going to raise now and in the days ahead is going to meet our target to be able to reach out to refugee girls in Minawawo and Gado Bazere refugee camps.
Say that the money you have raised here.
The money we have raised here is going to help us to reach out to the girls in Minawawo refugee camp and Gado Bazere refugee camp.
Okay.